Green jobs generally include work in energy conservation, energy efficiency, or the renewable energy field. Jason LaFleur is a Chicago-based sustainability consultant who conducted a well-attended green jobs workshop at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair Saturday near Stevens Point. LaFleur says there are entry-level green jobs, but that people with experience in related fields have an advantage.
One of the interesting things about sustainability is that it cuts across a lot of different industries. So even if you have experience in one background, you can actually apply that more towards, let's say, a targeted career than somebody who's just coming out of school that may not have any experience or framework to work within.
The lack of experience is what Scott Scanlon says he knows all too well. Scanlon is unemployed but hoping to make the switch from construction management to renewable energy. He says employers facing a cash crunch can be selective.
Right now, because of the bad economy, they're taking the cream off the top. And the guys who have been in it before me are getting that job first.
Scanlon says he plans on becoming certified in perhaps solar energy installation and hopes his job prospects will improve. Milwaukee resident Valla Moore is employed, but hopes the funding coming from the federal stimulus bill will help her switch to a greener career.
I'm really interested in looking at ways I can improve existing buildings, like my home. I think there's not enough in that market right now.
Backers of the stimulus spending say they're also working on trying to make sure the green jobs don't fade after just a year or two. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.